see our heads of faculty, my colleague Marion Duggan, Pascal Meehan from Applied Science, Engineering and Technology. We're all developing courses down here, and you're going to see this institute, this particular part of our institute, this campus, LIT Thurles, develop into the future. And again, that's a message we'd like you to take from our time here today. Next is an absolute pleasure. As I said already, this guy is the foremost strength and conditioning coach, one of the most enjoyable men ever to have a coffee with, and when you speak to any international players or elite athletes who come down here and look at our facility, they all reference him and they all talk about him. He is what strength and conditioning was in Ireland, he is what it is currently. And not only that, he's also the future of it, and we're very, very lucky to have him here. He's a former IRFU strength and conditioning coach. He's currently involved with 3-time major winner Páraig Carrington. He liaises with clubs all around the world on their strength and conditioning work, and I'm delighted to introduce him to you today. It's Dr. Lee Kennedy.
I hope to run Ara East Machine to Fodic is Kini Ushla. It is a privilege for me to be here at the opening of the Sports Lab. The Sports Lab really is an area of facility where three key functions take place, and they're teaching, research and training. And ultimately, even though we talk about the technology here shortly, but this is secondary to the people who work and use it. But the facility itself serves. It serves to support all the students, staff, and hopefully and soon the broader community, but mainly locally. And we'd be delighted, and we will have international visitors, and that's always very nice. But it's the local community engagement as well that's most important to us. You see, SNC is not just for the elite athlete. If you were to look at a pyramid, it's only the top bit of the pyramid that elitism is. And down underneath that is a much broader, wider base of engagement for the strength and conditioning coach. And the students coming through the program here are being prepared for that broader engagement, because we know from various statistics and trends that, given our problems with inactivity and weight control, or the lack of weight control and lack of fitness and wellness related issues, that students coming through a strength and conditioning program will have the skill sets, the technology, and the interface with face-to-face soft skills that are hugely, hugely important, even in this world of great technology. So we look forward to that, because we know there's going to be a great take-up of the students' strength and conditioning skills outside of elite sport, outside of sport altogether. But just to focus on technology, I just want to run by three technologies here. You're sitting on technology. You're sitting on a track that's the Mondo London 2012 Olympic track. Now, you might know that, but it's specially designed to improve speed. So once you walk along it and move along it, the hardness and the texture is 38%. And that's specially designed so it doesn't promote an injury effect, but it also improves speed. So don't be surprised when you walk out of here that you feel the inclination to move fast. But not only that, not only is the floor a 38% super speed inducing quality and technology, underneath that is an underfloor heating system throughout. And that's meant to keep the temperature at surface level constant throughout the year so that it doesn't vary. And that's hugely important as well for the work we do here, but for athletes who might visit and sports people. Shortly you'll see as well, when this screen and the sidewalks goes up, you'll see all the other technologies that we would use here. But the key thing is that students get to use technologies that were once forbidden to use. You had to go into a laboratory, dress up in a white coat, wear spectacles, you know, ruffle your hair a little bit, and peer through a microscope or peer through some gas oxygen analysis system. But here, they're available for every student all the time, once they get up and running and show that they can use these systems. And that's a uniqueness of the programme. It's bringing force decks, mechanical, electrical sensors. It's bringing all sorts of GPS units so that they become very conversant and user-friendly with them. Because that's what's happening out in that big world outside there. Not just in elite sport, but also within the community. In front of you, and this is my cue for Kevin. Kevin, are you ready? In front of you is the only system in Europe, and it's one of a few in the world, that analyzes motion and movement in the human body, but without any markers or wires attached. And we've had the privilege of comparing, just for you today, just to show you what it can do, of comparing the hurling swing with the hurley swing. Sorry, the golf swing with the hurley swing. And this is privileged information that you're about to see, because this is the first that was ever completed on golf, but also on hurling. With this system, we can analyse what makes Michael Fennelly a great hurler, and what makes his fellow compatriots and colleagues in Tipperary great hurlers. And it'll help us understand, is there something happening in the way the hurler uses the hurling and swings it that's different than the ordinary hurler who played junior hurling like I did. So this is a feature of the facility. But to show you, I want to draw up a comparison of golf and hurling. And I think we have it there on the screen. Typically, the golf swing will take place at anything between 120 miles an hour and 130 miles an hour. The hurling swing will, fastest swings we've recorded, and are only recorded, are up to 85 miles an hour. The ball speed as a result in golf, as you would know, can travel even over 200 miles an hour for the great long hitters of the game. But Paulie can deliver a nice, neat 180 miles an hour to that ball when he wants to. In hurling, the speed, the fastest speed that's been recorded, and this system will aid in explaining that further, is around 95 miles an hour. The end point in all of this is that hurling isn't the fastest game in the world that we once thought it was, and we've just proven that it isn't. That doesn't mean that it's not the most exciting game, though. So back to the stats. The stats then also tell us that the distance that the golfer will strike that ball, the distance is over 300 metres. In hurling, about 150 metres will occur. So there's about twice the difference in terms of the metrics. But that's only a snapshot of what this system will do. This system will also analyse every joint, every movement pattern within the bones and the limbs of the body that contribute to this. And that's what the students will start to study very shortly here, once the system here is completely commissioned. It's being worked on by a group of students from the University of Ulster Jordantown who have fabulous patience with all of us, and led by Danny Rutter and Kevin. And both of them have displayed the qualities that the President mentioned earlier of great patience. And they're with us today as well, and we're delighted. But Kevin is now going to show you an overview of what would happen if a team walked in here. And it's just a team screen. And if you look at the colours on it, are red, yellow, and green. Green means they're good to go. Yellow means that they have a few issues that we need to resolve, but they'll be okay for training for the next few days. And red means we got to do a little bit of work to help reduce their risk of injury. Well, this system is the only one in the world that will do that for a team within an hour. Previously, it would have taken days to gather that information. So we look forward to rolling that out as part and parcel of what it can do to help groups in this region. Already, a number of premiership teams have commissioned from Danny this type of system, which we will hopefully help them use in their own training bases in the UK. For the moment, though, we're going to ask Peter, one of the very patient engineers that's working with Danny and Kevin from the University of Ulster and Jordantown, to come along and just show you. If you watch the screen now, Kevin is actually inside there. He's actually inside there, and he's dressed up and ready.